AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama visits a Bavarian village with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. In his remarks today, before having a beer, sausage, and pretzel with Merkel and others, Obama talked about his goals for the coming G7 summit.
A global economy that creates jobs and opportunity, maintaining a strong and prosperous European Union, forging new trade partnerships across the Atlantic, standing up to Russian aggression in Ukraine, combating threats from violent extremism to climate change.
The two will hold a private meeting later today ahead of the summit. Two maximum security inmates somehow got their hands on power tools to cut their way out of a New York State prison. Anthony Annucci is the acting state corrections commissioner.
There was a hole cut out of the back of the cell through which these inmates escaped. They went onto a catwalk, which is about six stories high.
Hundreds of local, state, and federal officials searching for the two convicted murderers. They are concerned the pair may be trying to cross into Canada, which is just 20 miles from the prison. A 16-year-old Northwest Ohio boy and his 15-year-old girlfriend are in a West Virginia jail after allegedly committing a string of robberies and car thefts during a three-state crime spree. AP's Peggy Harris with more.
The two teenagers fled Ohio in a stolen pickup truck after they allegedly stole shotgun shells from a Walmart. They allegedly continued east toward Pennsylvania, stealing one or maybe two more vehicles.
Police in West Virginia captured the two after a chase in which the teens wrecked a vehicle and fled on foot before they were caught. More than 20 people are thought dead in pre-dawn airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition on the headquarters of Yemen's armed forces in the rebel-held capital city of Sana'a. The attacks come a day after the Houthi rebels fired a Scud missile into Saudi Arabia. This is AP Radio News. Horse racing fans became emotional with the end of years of Triple Crown disappointment. Warren Levinson was mayor.
When American Pharoah crossed the Belmont Park finish line, 90,000 people shook the park.
A once-in-a-lifetime event. And it was amazing.
Emily McManaman of Washington, D.C. cried actual tears at the result.
Unbelievable. My grandmother had talked about Secretariat. I was thinking about her, so it was amazing.
When Secretariat won, it was in the middle of a decade that saw three Triple Crown winners. This one comes after 37 years without one. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
The Tampa Bay Lightning even the Stanley Cup Championship Series, a game each with a 4-3 home victory over the Chicago Blackhawks. Game 3, Monday night in Chicago. Novak Djokovic faces Stan Wawrinka in the men's final at the French Open today. The French Open is the only Grand Slam tournament Djokovic has not won. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.